Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
The Gray and Green Show is brought to you by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street.
If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extension.
And right now, they're offering $150 special on their eyelash extensions, and all you gotta do is tell them Jackie and Rachel sent you. Plus, they'll also give you 50% off balayage hair services. Check out Urban Obsession, downtown GR on Fountain Street. It's episode 36 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. You might as well just call me the woman that's dilating. I'm very excited.
How dilated are you?
I went to the doctor this week, and the doctor says to me, "So, Rachel, do you want me to check you?" And I thought, yes, absolutely, I want you to check me. So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real with you right now. When they check to see if you're dilated, it's extremely aggressive.
Do they use, like, those thingies?
They use their hand, Jackie.
Wow.
Yes. It was aggressive. But
do they measure it with their fingers?
Yes. Mm. It's a lot. Like, holy cow. But she said, "I'm dilating 1+, which is like 1 to 2, which is exciting."
So basically you have a gaping hole between your legs right now.
Yes. Oh my God.
Is it noticeable to you that it's like?
Hell no. Bigger? I can't even tell.
No.
And I haven't had those Braxton Hicks contractions that everybody talks about. So I don't know. At this point in time, I am fully at 1 to 2. But our production guy is standing outside because he wants me to do a commercial. I bet. Oh, nope. There's Zane. Zane's here.
That's what I was trying
Zane,
to point
did
at.
You, but did you hear the big news this week?
What is it?
I'm dilated 1 to 2.
I did hear that. Yeah. I did hear that. I know a lot about this with my three
kids.
Yeah, so.
He can help give you advice on pushing a baby out.
Right. Zane is here from WBBL 107.3, the Eric Zane Show. What's your advice?
Lay low. You look to be in no discomfort right now.
You look as
terrific as you always do.
Thank you.
You've really, you know, it's like you're an amazing athlete being able to do this. It seems like you're, I mean, to be this together.
This job is not laborious.
Well, I know,
job is not laborous.
It's
I don't even know if that's a word.
That is tough sledding to carry a baby around, especially in the final days. Oh my gosh.
It's hard to go upstairs, but other than that, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I feel okay.
What about day of delivery? Give us a little.
Let's hear
feedback.
That. Let's hear about your firstborn.
Well, being that my wife, she did 3 C-sections, though, so it's way different.
Wow.
It's way different.
Yeah. Why did she have to have a C-section?
Well, the first one...
Because she's tiny?
Well, yeah, that had
couldn't
a little bit to do
it
with
out?
It. Yeah, I think that
really?
Actually had a lot to do with it. And the first one, they had planned on doing it normal.
Yeah.
And then there was a complication, and so... they had to take Jim right away, and it was pretty desperate for a period of time. In fact, he almost did not survive.
Wow.
Not to scare you, but she...
I'm okay.
To freak you out.
Right.
Her body absorbed all the amniotic fluid, so we know how important that is. And then that was a big deal. So Jim was in complete distress, and she knew it. She could just sense it when she woke up that morning. I'll never forget it. And she was like, "Something's wrong. I'm just not feeling Jim kick around or anything." And it's just... I'm just not comfortable. And then thank God she went in because...
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's God. Scary.
Yeah. We had one day where we weren't... I swore I was like, I am not feeling her move much. And Aaron freaked out and made me drink a whole glass of chocolate milk. And then she moved for the next
chocolate
4 hours.
Milk?
Yeah.
Why chocolate milk?
The sugar makes them go crazy.
Oh. I think that... I don't know anything about anything, but I think the only thing I would say is trust your gut.
Yeah.
And if you feel weird... Don't be quiet about it. And just in case, you know, you never know. Who cares?
So she went in saying he's not moving much and then had him that day.
Saved his life.
Wow.
Really?
He wasn't breathing when he came out.
Did he have the umbilical cord stuck around his neck or something?
No, for some reason, her body did something strange and absorbed all of that fluid. Her water never broke.
I always wondered what happened to that stuff.
So that child was in Jim, and it had been extended time that she had been without it, like several days.
Yeah.
And so it put him in distress.
Wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
And caused all sorts of trouble.
So like he was struggling breathing and not getting enough air?
Well, the long and the short of it is because he was under distress. See, sometimes kids take dumps in the amniotic fluid.
Yes, and that actually is lethal.
Yeah, and when it's in the amniotic fluid, you have a little bit more chance that it's not going to be a problem actually if in the fluid. But because the way it was with Jim, for some reason, it wasn't diluted at all, and he ingested that into his lungs and almost killed him.
Wow. Oh, so, how old is Jim now?
22.
Wow, 22.
Yes, yes.
As Taylor Swift says. We brought Zayn in today.
To look at my pants?
Yeah.
Because he's wearing ridiculous pants.
Oh, my gosh.
Zayn is wearing skinny cargo pants.
Lady pants. He's wearing lady
pants.
Are
those women's pants? Are those from Chico's?
Okay.
No, they're from Justice.
Now, it's at this point in the conversation that Eric realizes there's nothing he can do. He's screwed.
Jackie and I just pounced like two alley cats on him over these pants.
I'm walking out in the hall, and then this is what I hear from Jackie. What's up with your pants? I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
And why are they short? It's not like you're super tall. It's not hard for you to find pants.
Are they like floods?
Right. If anything.
Look at your ankle right now. I'm looking at your white socks.
Are his socks showing?
He's wearing ankle white socks.
Oh, God.
Like the tube sock kind.
Really? Come on, dude. Yeah, I rounded the corner and I heard him laughing and then I caught a glimpse of Zane's pants and I was like, I bet Jackie's making fun of those
pants.
They're
cargo pants, but the cargo pockets are not big. They're like tight to his skin.
They're chino, culotte, cargo. I don't know. It's a combination.
Why are you snug?
You told me they were
tight.
Tactical pants.
Why are they so tight?
Well,
they're not supposed to.
That's my thing. I like tight pants.
I like tight pants.
I'm not they're not as desperately tight as Steve Aldridge or Rat from WLAV, our sister station.
Yeah, our classic rock station in the building.
But nevertheless, they are. And I have no excuse as to why they're like the way they are. They were given to me. They were free.
Oh, they
by who? Who gave you those? Because you need to shoot them.
Did you get a free bowl of soup with those pants? Oh, my God.
Did they include the white socks?
They were free. Who gave you those god-awful pants?
And your Grand Haven hoodie?
What made you say, yes, these look awesome on me. I should wear them today.
They were free.
You know, I've always had a sneaking suspicion that they were a little suspect, but it isn't till this moment with this full frontal assault that it's now clear that this is a problem.
I feel like the only person I know that would wear free pants that didn't look good on them was Gravy.
Yeah.
And now you are here.
Well, the thing is, I've got two pair of these. I've got a tan pair and a black pair.
You have a flesh colored pair?
Yes. I look like Steve Irwin.
I feel like we should see if we can get you a job at the John Ball Soup.
Okay. So what it is there's a company, God, what are they called? That sells these pants for people who are like EMTs and security guards.
Whose life are you saving?
Nothing you do.
And cops.
Okay, yeah. Yes. You're not part of any of them.
And I forgot the name of the people. They were an advertiser.
The pant gifters.
I did a remote there. It was like the first remote I did, and of course, nobody came.
really?
That's the gear they sell. They cater to that.
So they're just like, take these pants.
Like, all right, sounds good.
We feel really bad that no one came to your remote.
Right, we're gonna pay you in pants.
Yes, they paid me in pants. So they gave me two pair of pants. So we got the pants.
The good thing is, I don't know if you know this, but no one goes to any of our remotes. That's not like just you.
Right.
That is a thing for radio DJs.
It depends on where it is.
Yes.
I mean, if I did a bar remote on a Friday night, there's people there.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
That's a given.
I don't know. I've realized that people just like the word free.
Right.
Much like Eric
free
and his pants.
You'll get some people there.
Yes. So,
yes.
Basically, these are pants that like Paul Blart would wear.
Paul Blart Mall
I
Cop.
Love that movie.
Oh, my God.
See, you're coming around, aren't you?
Peanut butter fills the cracks of my heart.
Okay. So speaking of clothing on men. Have you seen...
Why are you giving her that look?
Because he's nervous about what I'm going
to
say.
I'm paying attention.
The next big thing for guys right now, men are wearing high heels.
He's pumped for it. Look at him.
They're wearing high heels, but they're not like... I'm not talking about like
pumps.
Stilettos. I'm not talking about drag queen shoes. I'm talking about legit...
Men's shoes.
Boots. Like men's boots with like, about a 2 or 3
like
inch...
Prince.
Right. Like Prince.
You'd be into that,
with a block heel.
You're shorter, on the shorter side.
If it was appropriate for a person as old as I am, yes.
How old are you?
47. I mean, if it was for younger guys, I wouldn't wear it. I don't like trying to look like a young guy. I dress appropriate for my age. Like these pants.
Those are not appropriate for you.
Well, maybe not.
They're skin tight.
I know. I was just going to say, they're a little too tight.
Okay. Well,
you look like a college student.
Right. Like if you didn't have
a
long shirt on,
you rolled out of bed
to go
to class in your hoodie
and your cargo pants. We'd be looking at Moose Knuckle if you didn't have a long ass shirt on.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I've gained weight, so all my pants are moose knuckles.
Why are you gaining weight?
Well, I don't eat right, and
really?
Yeah, I haven't been eating as well as I normally did. So prior,
what did you used to eat?
Well,
nothing.
I would really work on, I would eat appropriately because I would train all the time like Jackie.
Right.
And I don't do that nearly as much as I used to. So I kind of let myself go. So I'm like 25. Since you met me, I've gained 25 pounds.
No.
Can I tell you what used to like literally drive me nuts about him?
What?
Drive me bonkers.
By the way, these two have known each other for years.
We used to share a studio. And I came in at 10 in the morning. He was done around 10 in the morning.
Right.
He would, if anything was left overnight in the studio, he would throw a fit. Who left this in here? Who changed the temperature on the thing?
I actually get very hype about that, so I cannot make fun of Zane.
Which is hilarious, miss. My coffee's been sitting here for 3 days.
Yeah, but it's my coffee. It's my spot.
Yeah, well that, wait. So if I left something in here, you'd be mad?
Well, I mean, is it you that keeps living the Big B empty coffee cups in here?
Maybe once every other week.
Our intern left 2 empty water bottles and her coffee cup full of water the other day, and I just was like,
okay, that made me mad, but I'm in here just like you. Yeah. I can, if you can leave your stuff, I can leave my stuff.
It's such an extravagant, posh studio in this 8x8 closet with a big pillar.
He's trying to avoid the shame I'm about to throw at him.
Okay.
So he would get all hyped up. I'm always scared, oh, God, did I make Zane mad today? What's he going to say to me today?
Oh, boy.
That's going to make me feel like I want to kill myself.
Look at his face.
That makes me feel bad.
But know what he did every day? He'd eat this big, nasty salad. He'd make these weird, like, veggies and kale and put this dressing that smelled like your butthole. Oh. And he'd pour it all over it. Pour it all in there, mix
Nothing
it up.
Nothing like butthole dressing.
He'd eat it all up. And then he'd lay the bowl down on the table, leave it there. I'd be on my show staring at this stinky bowl.
Oh, no. Okay,
it smelled like garbage. Bitch.
What was the dressing?
It was probably fat-free Italian. You know what? As we speak, in the fridge, there's a bag of salad.
It smells so bad.
That dressing.
He'd pour
it. Are you trying to get back on the train?
We could I still eat sometimes, but not enough.
Don't lie to us.
He'd pour it in like a big glass bowl.
Yes.
It would just be all coated.
It's the same.
Sick.
I leave it in my office now. If you wanted to reenact that right now, I could do that for you.
And we had so many people using that studio, and it would smell, and I would sit there staring at the bowl like, I'm not cleaning up his mess today. I'm not doing it. Then I'd always give in
Guilty.
And clean it up.
Guilty.
Guilty.
You know what? Absolutely. And I don't blame you for still holding it against me.
I know.
I'll never forget.
I want to hear more stories.
You want to hear a grudge holder?
Badly.
Meet Jackie Green.
What do you mean
I'm a grudge holder.
What did you torture Jackie about?
I used to say terrible things about Jackie on a regular
Why?
Basis.
But it was
because,
funny, so I didn't mind.
Well, it's funny, but I don't know.
It's just your moment.
Too much.
This is
you
your moment.
You can go back.
Too much. I mean, to me, that was the only thing that I would default to, and it was always
just making fun of Jackie.
Everybody.
No, anybody.
Anyone.
It wasn't.
Oh,
including
okay.
me, and it worked.
Poor little Mike Nedwick. You ever heard of Mike? He went by Ned on air.
Oh God. Yeah.
Ned had a.
He had a disorder because
he had cysts on his ears.
He had gauges in his ears, okay?
Oh, okay.
And he didn't like them. He said, oh, I made a bad choice.
Up.
Took them out, and then...
they got little cysts.
Yeah, and they kept
so,
and they
pumpkin.
Kept growing.
So Zane called him penis ears.
They looked like a couple of cranks right on his ear.
Radio.
No, I don't take that one back.
On the radio, on national syndicated radio, pulled him in and called him penis ears.
Yes.
Wait, did you just say he had a couple of cranks?
Yes.
But they look like little, like, when I think back when I would change the diaper on my son, they were like little kid
little
cranks.
Baby penises?
Yes. On his ears.
Oh, I can remember.
And they dangled down.
Ned took it so well.
I wanted to flick them all the time.
Ned took it so well on air, and then we went to get sushi that day, because once a week, Ned and I got sushi for lunch, and we're sitting there. He looks at me and says, you know, I've had surgery twice. It just keeps growing back.
Oh, my God.
Zane,
really, you didn't know that.
Can't really do anything about him.
I did.
He didn't care.
I didn't care. But he ended up getting with a good plastic surgeon who repaired it, and I think it's okay
back?
Now.
Oh,
it's been a
paid
long time
for it.
Ned is actually he's helped me. He helped me quite a bit when I was on the beach. He helped me get my YouTube thing going.
That means when you don't.
Yeah, he could still go in there and screw with it if he wanted to. He has a password. I don't
when
even know what it is.
You don't have a job in radio, by the way. They call that being on the beach.
So yes. Ned is like that guy that you're like, ah, God, Ned, but you love him because he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He tries really hard, but he is like. Ned, no!
Right, yeah.
He puts himself in awkward in situations that you're like, ooh, someone's gonna throw a tomato at that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love how Zane's like, yeah, I don't
but
take
he's
that
a
one
good
back.
Guy.
No, that was a great joke. I was really, really happy with
you
myself.
You know what? It drives me crazy. I love you're like, that was a great joke. When guys can't find a joke, it always goes back to the penis. It never.
But these did look like little weens.
Like, Zane,
yeah, but they did.
How many years ago did this happen?
Probably five.
Yeah, years ago, and Zane's still here going, yep, penis ears. God. Great joke.
It stood out to me. Like,
well, I remember hearing
it and spitting out
my coffee. Yeah. He just, no one comments on Ed's ears. We all see it. We see it every day. Yeah. No one says anything.
And I think it was as blatant as, so Ned, hey, dude, how are you? Look, we brought you in here because I got a question. Yo, what is it? What's up with your ears? Yeah. It was that bad.
Why?
It was that bad.
Like little
poor guy. Poor
oh,
Ned.
My God.
Oh,
I don't even feel
okay.
bad for making fun of your girly, tight cargo pants today.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. And no one should ever worry about me.
I want that Eric back, though, because you're so funny when
you do. It still goes down.
When he makes fun of other people.
Oh, my God. He's hysterical, and he's so quick with it.
Believe me, it
pops
happens.
Just up.
But it has to be. There's a little bit more to it now. It has to be. Before it would happen full on, like with Ned. Now I have to take the long way to get there. So it does happen.
He used to make fun of me, and I would laugh so hard I'd be crying, and he's making fun of me. And I would just be like, it's so funny.
Why do you have to take the long way to get there?
I'm a loser.
Well, it's a little bit more involved now, I think, with how what I do on the air. And leading a show is a lot different than being a sidekick.
Oh, for sure.
So
absolutely.
That's all I'm getting at. You know?
Anytime I've had to lead the show, like if Gravy's on vacation or whatever, it is totally different. You rely on that other person quite a bit to be the funny when you're the person that's leading what you're talking about.
So, you know, it still manifests, but just not with the same intensity, I guess.
Do you rip on Julius a lot?
Oh, my God.
Does Julius take a beating?
Yeah, all the time. And he takes it well, to his credit. That dude does not care what anyone says about him.
Yeah, for those listening in another state, Julius is Zane's morning show partner that does his morning show with him.
It'd be a little funnier if he cared a little. Because then you're like,
he does.
It gets to him
and
a little.
You want to get to
that's
him?
That's the goal.
A little.
So it doesn't, I should say that he does, but it's like, you really got to work at it.
Here's the thing with Julius that cracks me up is, off air, one of the nicest people I think I've ever met. He's so kind.
Oh, yeah.
On air, he has this weird, like, he's trying to be like this, like, tough guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it cracks me up because I've been here now 5.5 years.
Yeah, you know
I know Julius so well, and I've hung out with him so many times outside of work. The dude is the nicest.
Oh, my God.
He's so tender. Like, it cracks me up what a little ass he is on the air.
Oh, my God, yes.
I know.
And I wish people knew how tender he was. Like, Laura, his girlfriend, I love calling him a tenderoni because he is. He's not going to listen to this, so I know I can say this. Tender. His girlfriend, Laura, will tell me, like, God, Julius, I got home. She'll be mad at him. And then she'll text me, I just got home and he cleaned the whole house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, that's cleaning. Like a Jimmy move. Yeah.
Really?
He does that and he'll like cook for her, pack her lunch.
I know. It's unbelievable. And
he's
does her
doting,
laundry.
He's a doting significant other. He's just
that's awesome.
He lives to make her happy.
I know. And she is the funniest person ever. It cracks me up how he is on that show, but I love that, like, you can make fun of him and he's okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't take any. Okay, people on Twitter and email will take a run at him.
Yeah.
And, man, I get pissed on his behalf, and he's like, I don't care.
No, he does not care what people think about
him. Oh,
I know.
I'm like, now, that's better than me, because if I get 100 nice things said about me, you get the one bad thing that's like, oh, my God, no.
Why
don't people like me? Oh, no, I'm so ruined.
Zane cannot handle criticism.
But people used to say terrible things about you before.
And I hated it. And I got in trouble for it because I would respond on email. And I would fire back. And then
see,
I'd get called in the corner office
cared.
And say, look, you can't call that guy a bleepity bleep.
Right.
You can't do that. I'm like, oh,
I never thought you cared.
No, I still care.
Is it just different now because you're instead of going the mean route, you're going the, oh, man, guy, that really hurt me.
No, I still get it. I still get tons of people taking a run, and I have to bite my tongue. It burns my ass.
I can't handle
so
strangers
bad.
That want to run. Oh, it makes me
I could
fight.
Care less.
It makes me angry because it's like
that person sitting at home really thinks it's okay to say these nasty things about a person they don't even
know. They're doing
know.
It because they're behind a computer, though.
I don't care why they're doing it.
They
it makes me
never
mad.
Say it to your face. Yeah. I think it's really funny when I see people comment on like something that Jackie has posted, because you will respond, it's snarky enough with being a little bit bitchy, but not too bitchy.
Just enough that they question. Wait, is she? What does she
right.
mean?
Yeah.
You gotta really play with the words for a few hours.
You don't like, you guys don't like read the buzz board or anything.
Oh, absolutely. I read it all. Inch of it.
I used to until the things about me were getting bad enough that I was like, okay, screw off.
There is this website called mibuzzboard.com, and there they rip on anybody who's in media, whether it's TV, whether it's radio. And when I say rip, I mean literally most of them have nothing
say
nice
terrible,
to say.
Terrible, horrible things.
And if it's about a woman, it's like, oh, what's up with her clothes this week?
Right.
Because they're all over 60 and don't have jobs in this business
anymore.
And
they're all men. I mean.
Right. But all of them have an opinion that they want to share most of the time. And it can be nice. It could be bad. But why do you? Who cares?
Because I 100%, I don't know why, care what they think about me.
I do too.
I can't.
Not like him. Like I would never like do some of the things he's done to like talk to them, because I don't want to talk to them. I just want them to know.
You're talking about like making comments on our. Yeah.
I don't want to talk to them. I just want them to know they're a piece of.
Right. Okay.
Like that's what I want. Yeah. Like I had a lady the other day, I do makeup on the side, and I did a girl's prom makeup, and I thought she looked nice. And she's a normal looking girl. And this woman wrote back, "Wow, glad you're getting into a new career field, except you're clearly so good at makeup you could hide her double chin." Not. About a 15-year-old girl.
Okay. That's
made
what someone
sick.
Said.
I had to delete it because I didn't want to risk that girl seeing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I deleted it. Then I sent her the longest message you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just berating her.
Yeah. I've gotten in the habit, if it's on Facebook, to just hide it so that they don't get the satisfaction of me deleting it.
Right.
Right. So they think it's still there.
They think it's out there. So then there's that. But on the buzz board, if there was anything negative, I really got upset. But the thing is, I've had nice things said about me, too. And I appreciate those as much as I hate the bad ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a human. I read it all. It affects me all the same way. And,
I would say that there are certain things that do get to me. It depends on what it is. If somebody is attacking my personality, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, yeah.
But when people, this is shallow and extremely vain, but when people attack my looks, like before anybody knew I was pregnant, somebody made a comment about me packing on weight on the Facebook page.
Oh, yep.
And I thought to myself, you little asshole. Like, I am growing a human. But I didn't say anything. I just kind of moved on with my day.
But even if you weren't growing a human, it's not their business if you gain some weight.
No, and that's the thing. They're behind a computer. They're saying they're the one percenters. They're saying what they decide to say because they're so unhappy with their own lives that they feel that they need to bring someone
down. You're pretty lucky. I don't think anyone has ever said one nice word about me on the bus boards. Oh, people hate me on those boards.
Hate
you know what
my guts. They're old dudes that don't have jobs.
I don't think I've mentioned this to you, but I had a guy who sent me an email that was extreme, like over the top, one of the worst things I'd ever read about me.
Really?
And that was saying something just recently. Wow. And what had happened was this guy was listening to a promo, and he caught it. And that's like a 50-second little piece we play during the day to highlight a portion of the show, kind of show what we do.
Yeah.
And it has a clear beginning, middle, and end to it. And he caught it, and he took it the wrong way, and he assumed something that just was completely off base.
Yeah.
So with that false information, he penned this long letter to me. And it was
terrible.
I hope you die. You're this.
Whoa.
I mean, it was really, really, it was terrible. Really, really gruesome. So what had happened was,
I hope you die?
Yeah,
like, does it get
bad.
Worse than that?
And there was a long list of things that he wrote. And I was like, boy, I cannot figure out where this aggression is coming from. And so he made the mistake he went through WBBL.com. And when you do that, you can give a false email. But he thought you had to put your email in order for it to go through. So I look at, and there's an email address. And a lot of times people do that anonymously, but this guy did not. So I copied his email and I put it into Facebook. And voila, it opens up to a dude in Lansing.
It pulled his page?
Yeah. So I'm like, huh, okay.
Oh, my God. This guy wants me to die.
Yeah.
I need to know who to look out for.
It bothered me all day. And then I did a little bit more research looking into the page. And if you went to the About section on his Facebook,
and
I'm scrolling down, and a phone number pops up.
Oh, no.
And I'll never forget it.
You did not call
him. No, oh, God, I'm sweating.
Never forget it. I'm not kidding you. I was sitting on the toilet on a Saturday night at about 10:30.
It's
and
Randy
I
Country
dialed
song.
It. And he picks it up. And he goes, hello? I go, is this Matt? He goes, yes, it is. I go, Matt.
You called him while you were taking a dump?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, my God. I'm so uncomfortable. We need to take a pause.
Okay, but I still don't understand what you called your scary person while you were taking a dump.
Yeah, why did you be pooping?
So I'm like, I have the phone in my left hand. My right hand's full of toilet paper. And I go.
Are you a water or a folder?
Folder.
Okay. Hello.
Matt.
We're already pooping wrong.
Now, imagine this guy's, how tight his anus got when I said, Matt, this is Eric Zane. Pause. Long pause.
He said nothing.
And I go, don't you be quiet. I know you have a lot to say and we need to talk.
Eric!
And he goes,
oh my God.
He goes, now's not a good time. I go, what do you mean? It's 10:30 on a Saturday night.
Right.
It's a perfect time. I go, you've got me.
I'm taking a dump
and
right
I'm
now.
I'm talking to you. We need to discuss this email you sent me right now.
What did he say?
And I go, please, you have the floor. Tell me what's on your mind. And he explained to me how he listened, and then I made it clear how mistaken he was on it. And then
I'm confused. So he listened.
What could he possibly hear in a promo that would offend
him? I don't know. But he, for some reason, thought that I was being inflammatory or rude to someone, a business owner or something like that.
So much so that he threatened your life?
I guess. And so I then spent about 5 minutes explaining to him. I go, dude, you got me wrong. I don't know why you would want to do that to me and say the things you said. I go, I'm sure you're an all right guy, but you are making a massive mistake by sending off something like this. And I just cannot believe that something you heard could have made you be the way you were.
That right.
It was downright scary how attacking you were towards me.
Right. You're still a person. Like,
exactly.
To say something like that is still scary.
Yes. And I didn't swear at him. I talked to him the way
calm.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I go, look, dude. And I did that. And I forget specifically anything else that I said.
Yeah.
But then he paused and he goes, I don't know what got into me. And I clearly made a mistake.
Whoa.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry that I did that.
Oh, he said he was sorry.
Yep, he was 100% sorry. I go, look, dude, I get it. I understand. And I forgive you. No big deal. And I hope you listen to the show. That's it. And that was it.
And that was it.
Yep.
Well, the good thing is, in one aspect, if he sends that to someone else who maybe is depressed and honestly considering suicide,
that's true.
He even said kill yourself.
Yeah.
He did say kill yourself.
Are you
that's
kidding?
That's a scary thing.
How on earth can somebody actually have the thought in their mind to tell somebody else to end
kill
their life?
And the thing is, I have a history of suicidal tendencies, too. And I'm on antidepressants. So what a thing to do, right?
I just don't understand how people can say something like that. He doesn't know you.
No.
People in our jobs, they think they know us so well.
Right.
But you have no idea what problems we all have and the issues that we face every single day. But the fact, like, you have a family, you are a father. The fact that he would say something like
it's
that.
It's ridiculous.
All because of a promo that pissed him off. It just blows. He's the one with the mental issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, he's got problems. Obviously.
And he even said, he goes, you've opened my eye. I mean, he was very forthright about it, which I gave him credit
for.
Yeah,
did he seem sincere?
He did.
Oh,
he
okay.
did.
That's good.
I full on accepted his apology, and I think he got the message that that was a bad thing. And I actually said to him, I go, if you are ever in that position again, can I just suggest this? Go ahead and write whatever you want, and then just don't send it.
Right.
Because one day you're going to send it to the wrong guy, and they'll die or you'll die. Somebody's going to die.
Somebody could die.
Right.
No, for sure.
I mean,
someone's lives over.
Yeah. There are so many people like that in the world, though. I mean, it's unbelievable. And Jackie, I'm sure with you being on TV, you got that crap all the time.
Yeah, people did
that. Did you ever get stalkers?
Like, a little. I'd get people that would mail me weird stuff to the radio station.
Like what?
All kinds of weird stuff.
Really?
Coffee mugs, flowers, edible arrangements.
Oh,
just
God.
Weird.
Yeah,
weird.
Girl, did you eat those edible arrangements? I would eat those.
Yeah, I mean... Chocolate-covered fruit. It's not going to go to waste.
Help me in. What about you? Have you ever had a stalker?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Was Can we tell that story?
Let's see here. There's numerous. It's over the years.
Oh, my God.
That, like, stalk you. Like, they want to be part of you and wear your skin?
Well, you know.
Right, Buffalo Bill stuff?
It wasn't that sinister. I was living in New Jersey, and there was a guy.
When did you live in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. Before I came here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And there was a, we had talked about, any time I would talk about something that I like, let's say, I used to read comic books or something like that.
Okay.
This actually happened. There was a guy, he worked for Waste Management. He's a garbage man.
Uh-huh.
And anytime he would find something on his routes that I've said I have an interest in, like, or whatever.
But it was garbage.
He would.
So he was a garbage man that picked the garbage.
He would pick the garbage. Come to the house.
He'd come to your home?
Hey, Zane, I was on the route today, and you said you liked Superman. Here you go. Here you
go. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Thanks.
How do you know where you live?
Oh, garbage men know everything.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
Yes.
That stuff's a public record, though. If there's websites that you can go to pull that stuff up.
Everybody,
I'm sure.
I just deleted my stuff off a site last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So garbage man stalked you. You ever have any woman stalkers?
No, nothing like that.
No, really. I didn't think so. Not with those pants you wear.
No.
They see the pants and they go, oh, never mind.
Besides,
okay, the pant joker's done, girl.
No. Besides, they know Diana exists.
Okay,
and she's usually armed.
I kind of feel like your wife is a little scrappy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like.
Your ass.
I feel like if you pissed her off,
oh my God,
she could be a little scrappy.
She has signs all over the house, these little placards, like little things you get at, like, Hallmark stores that say.
Affirmations?
Though I am little, I am mighty.
My mom has stuff like that.
She has them. Now, I don't know if they're a reminder for her or for me.
Yeah.
I think it's for me.
Don't mess with me.
I think it's. Oh, yeah. There she is again.
I think it's cool she keeps words of encouragement around the house.
It's either words or warnings for me.
Oh, my God.
The closest thing I ever had to a stalker was there was this guy, and he was sending me emails, which normally I would just blow off or whatever.
Right.
But these emails were about him telling him, God was telling him to love me. And he would quote scripture.
And do you know his name?
I do. And we'll have to edit it out, but it's...
Okay, no. I got a story just like this.
You do? You do?
Yeah.
Is the guy's name. And he would send me this stuff once a week. I was getting different things about how God was telling him to love me. And he knows that I have a husband, but he doesn't care. And that he only does what God tells him. And this went on and on. It got to the point where I ended up sending emails downstairs. And now he's on the ban list.
Oh yeah.
Do you know you could do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, if you get a stalker, you can send it downstairs.
And what happened?
I really question if anybody even looks at the ban list. Apparently, he's just not allowed to come anywhere near upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So I had a guy, similar situation. He was in the bowling league I hosted when I was at the other station.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he came every week and would chit chat with me. And he was nice and he seemed normal.
Was he the program director?
No.
Wait a minute. No. Nice and seemed normal. That doesn't. No. Never mind.
No, this guy was well dressed, normal acting, had a job.
Oh, yeah. Came definitely not the program director.
He would sit there and chat with me about normal stuff. But the thing was, he was boring and long winded. And I'd be like, oh, God, there's that guy. I'm going to sit and talk with him
right.
again. Well, anyway, the last week of bowling, he comes up to me and he's got something under his arm that looked like a book. And he says, I've been waiting till the last week.
Okay.
Wanted to catch you and talk to you about this.
Oh, God.
And
what
go,
is it?
Okay. He has, and, he, and I go, okay. And he goes, it's kind of serious.
Oh.
And he slaps down this book, and it's huge. And he goes, the end is coming. And I've had a dream that you will live through it. And I need you. I need you to email me because I need to explain what's going to happen.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm telling you right now, you're the only one left.
Oh,
and I said,
oh, my God, I would have had to change my pants.
Oh? And Jim was with me, and Jim's grabbing my arm and pulling, not even responding, just pulling, like, visibly, like, all, like,
as your husband, I'm sure he was pretty terrified.
And I go, I don't think that's funny, sir. And he goes, I don't either. That's why I'm telling you.
Oh, he was serious.
And he goes, that's why I'm telling you that I've spoken to the Lord, and I know.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. And I left. And I immediately emailed, like, people at work. I was like, okay, we got this weirdo dude. And
they probably hired him shortly thereafter.
You know what would be funny is if he goes, oh, that guy, I never told you the joke. I told him to go do that to you.
Yes. That was Eric's at it again.
Yeah, no. After hearing your history.
We went to a bar that night. I remember Jim telling everyone, you won't believe the nutbag that wrote Jackie.
Fast forward 10 years, you're alone on the earth. God, he was right.
He was right. He said, he kept pointing at his eyes like this, going, it's all about your eyes. You have those brown, green eyes. And that's what tipped me off.
Wow, what happened? That guy was once a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
that everyone loved.
Right, and then somebody raised him.
Something happened.
Right.
Wires got crossed.
Every single one of these people that we're talking about, you're so right, Zane. They had a fresh start.
They were all beautiful.
They came out brand new.
What happened?
Somebody effed him up to the umpteenth degree.
Oh, my.
You must have had bad parents.
I guess so. I mean,
you didn't get a puppy. I don't know.
Oh, and this was happening right around the whole Nostradamus end of the world prediction.
Yeah.
It was happening about a month before that was supposed to happen, and that's why he was saying it to me.
Did it freak you out just a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I was sweating. I remember that night on New Year's, I sat in bed like, oh, God, what if he's right?
Was this during the time that you were working for the same station?
Yeah.
You guys were on the same station at the time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You had to do bowling night?
I got paid a lot of money.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, screw that.
Bowling night.
Bowling night was good.
Bowling night was awesome.
Did you do bowling night, too?
No, I did not.
You get like $150 a week and free food. Yeah. And they paid you cash.
Yep.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I walk in, bowl a free game. I was 26
probably. Do you only have to do one game?
I'd bowl a game, maybe a game and a half, and kind of walk around. They'd give me free pizza and pop, and I would just get my cash and leave.
Like,
I loved it. That was my favorite thing.
I know. I'm over here like, you did bowling night?
Yeah, being that you're pregnant, you're like, oh, that pizza really hit the spot right now.
I know. I actually am very hungry.
Jim loved it because we were poor, dirt poor, and Jim would say, oh, it's free dinner night. We get to go bowling, and they're going to give us free dinner.
Yep.
God, I remember those days. How old were you when you first got into radio, Zane?
Oh, my God. Well, technically, I was only 15.
Oh, my gosh.
It was high school, 10th grade.
Were you part-time?
No, I had a radio station at high school. My high school had a radio station.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
When you got your first full-time job, what did you make?
Like a real paid radio station.
$5 an hour.
Well, that was back when minimum wage was $5 an hour.
$5 an hour.
Okay.
Doing like the overnights. First was just the weekend overnights.
Okay. Well, what about your like first salary paying job?
Same station, mornings, I think 22.
Oh, yeah.
What year was that?
1995.
Oh, that makes my stomach hurt.
Because that was what I was making in 2012.
I made 19.5 in 2010.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do a morning show.
Holy cow.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? 95. Yeah, that's why I'm always shocked to hear people's first salary.
I know.
Don't you think it's weird? My husband thinks it's so weird that in radio, people openly talk about the money they make.
Yeah.
A lot of times people openly talk about it, especially if you're of the same set. You and I have talked about money.
Yeah, but you're my friend.
Yeah, but still,
I want to
Michelle
talk about
McCormick
it
from 97 LAV, we openly talk about these things because I feel like if you don't, that's how you get effed in the future.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now what I used to make.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
How many stations was your show syndicated on at the time?
No.
Wow.
A year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was insane.
God, that
Rachel,
makes
how do
me
we
want
get
to
that?
Punch someone in the goddamn
face. How do you and I get that?
We have to get on a syndicated show.
How do I get on a syndicated show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to work
I had more money than Davy Crockett.
I had more money
this
than
just
Davey
Zane
Crockett.
Just turned 90. Who says that?
Davey Crockett.
So,
of course, that isn't the case now.
You made all that money.
You floundered it away.
I saved it.
Oh, good.
You did?
Good.
Yeah. How many stations was your morning show on? Or is your
it
old morning show
It still is
on?
At about the same. I think they're about 37, 38
37
stations.
These
little teeny tiny stations. There's some that are bigger, middle markets and things like that.
So think about that. He was making that much money and putting that many people out of work.
Oh, yeah.
Right. People like me and you, Rach.
That is such crap.
I know, because if I got offered a syndicated gig, I would take it.
Oh, yeah. Hell
sink
yeah.
Or swim.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a cutthroat world.
I want to be on an all-girls show because there's like none.
No, I agree. And you know what? It's funny. We sit here, no offense, you got an all-man show that
and
does so well and does so great in the market, and they're calling dudes with weird earlobes penis ears. Whatever works, guys.
We're going to start doing it tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. I want, name one show in all of West Michigan that has two women that lead a show.
There are none.
There are none.
The only show I know that has two women that leads it is that ESPN show. And I want to say, I listen to them when I'm up north because they're syndicated. They're up north.
But they're not West Michigan.
They're not West Michigan. But I'm just saying, they're the only two I know in the United States.
Right. I can think of
it's an ESPN show with two women that runs, it runs on a Sunday from like noon to four.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see why. I mean, I mean, just as long as there's something interesting to talk about, I don't care who's right. saying it. I don't care if it's a kid, an old man, an old woman. It doesn't matter. As right. long as you can get me and engage me, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, but for whatever reason.
But that's the thing. So here we are talking about salaries, talking about shows, talking about where people always talk about in radio, too, where their next move is. Aaron right. thinks it's nuts that people are always talking about where
the
their next
market
move is.
Size.
Our boss right now knows what market I want to be in.
Well, yeah, everyone wants to be in a bigger market.
But
like a top 10, top 20.
The point I'm making is you don't.
No, no.
You want to stay?
I'll stay here.
I love GR, but there is, I mean, there's a couple moves
but
that I would
make. You want to get kind of closer to family.
Yes, and family and my away. Closest friends and that whole thing. And my family's not far away, but I do have extended family I'd like to be close to. But it's weird to me that in radio, people openly talk about their next move.
TV,
any other job, and TV too.
The same.
I'm sure
yeah.
TV's the same.
Super big on, oh, my next jump's going to be top 20. My next jump's going to be top 20.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it is. I can't wait for that top 20 to hire you.
Right.
Does the top 20 market job know
top 20
that you're coming for them?
More often than not, in radio, it comes when you don't expect it. What's interesting about it now is the world is so much smaller. Back when I went from Saginaw to Detroit, a guy had to drive up to Birch Run with a tape player and record it off the radio to get an air check.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Nowadays, you email. Have any second, they're listening to you online. Somebody who might be a possible employer could be listening to you at any one time.
I've actually had calls for that reason.
Yeah.
Because somebody was streaming us.
Yep.
You know what I also don't get that's hard is like they're like, send us your demo. Do you know what a pain in the ass it is to put together? Let me put together a demo, like pull up all my greatest hits.
I'll have
over
to show you
my
little. I've got a whole trick on. I could send a new demo in 5 minutes. I'll show you my tricks.
Yeah. I just sent him a podcast link. Listen to this.
Right.
If you like it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, take a hike.
You either like what I sound like or you don't.
See, I save bits throughout my show that I think are demo-worthy.
But see, that's... I don't ever save anything.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's all about being organized.
Oh,
it was funny, save it.
I left TV and I was like, oh, that was probably stupid not to get any clips saved. I was only on there for 2 years every single day.
Yeah. I want to have that phone call where a program director says, send me your best bits. I'm saying, look, dude, I'm not doing that. I'm 47 years old. Just listen online. If you like it, great.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out.
Right.
So this is it. And they might appreciate that.
They might. And I think, too, in this day and age, when people want a demo, they don't listen. They're not using it as an application. They're using it because I have to have one on file.
Right.
Like when I got hired here, they didn't listen to my demo. They knew who I was. They'd heard me on the old station. They saw me on Fox. They said, oh, wait,
well,
you got to send a demo.
Well, you had market equity. I think that if...
You should point to your face and say, this is my demo.
Now, right.
Now, get me to the studio.
Can you handle this?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I got to pee. I got to go.
Okay, we're done anyway.
By the way, Dave Murray wants you to record this.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. He told me to give it to you.
Dave Murray's our production director.
You already knew you had to record it.
Yep. Yeah, but I thought it didn't run till Friday.
Thanks for having me. I love talking to you. It's so much fun.
Hey, Zane, thanks for coming on. And,
thanks for coming on and
pleasure is mine.
Do me a favor. You get home, burn those pants, big guy.
I'm going to wear the tan ones tomorrow.
wait. Last question. What's your next race? Because I really want to know.
Grand Rapids Half Marathon.
Boom, me too. Ready to get your butt
kicked.
Are
you guys going to do it together?
Yeah, right. Together, he's going to be eating my dust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll be too fast for him.
Oh, yeah.
He's packed on 25 pounds. No. It's going to slow him down.
Yeah, that's true. This is week one of 16. We're 16 weeks out.
Oh, I know. Okay. Did my hills yesterday night.
Okay, I did mile repeats.
These two are very competitive in their running.
We did mile repeats at week one.
I did.
She's mocking you.
All right. We'll have to reconvene this trash talking. I can promise you. You'll give up. I'll kill you. I'm going to kill you. I didn't
Thank
sound very
Zane.
Convincing. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Always fun to have Zane on the show. Never holds back. All right. Check out the Gray and Green Show on
iTunes.
Are we
really done?
We are.
I don't want to be done.
I'm sorry. Oh, next week, by the way, we're going to have Stephanie from Urban Essentials.
I know, we said this week, but...
She bailed on us. She's in Florida, which...
Bish, you bailed.
I know. I mean, she's in Florida, which I'm kind of jealous of.
Right.
That
in her defense,
nice.
She didn't know when she said, she was all excited. She didn't know what time we recorded it.
Right.
Because she sees it on around noon or 1, so she just had no idea.
Okay.
So she's like, oh, wait, I have people I got to do hair for in the morning.
Is totally fine. So we'll see her next week, and Zane was a fabulous fill-in today.
Let me think if I have anything else to tell you while we're here.
I know. Okay.
Before next week, you could have a baby for all I know.
I know.
Like, really, you could drop her out tonight.
Erin thinks she's going to come next week.
I think she might.
Really?
I don't know why. I think the same thing.
He said the same thing. He goes, I just have a hunch that you're going to go into labor next week.
Yep.
Which we'll see. I'm scared.
I feel it coming.
I'm scared, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
I feel it coming, Rachel.
The Weeknd is doing the show with us.
Yeah. Welcome, The Weeknd. He's here.
Oh, my God.
Bravo.
So I might be back next week. I might not. By the way, while I'm on maternity leave, Kelsey is going to be filling in with you.
Yes.
Which should be fun. Kelsey's a trip. She's hilarious. And honestly, I don't know anybody else I'd rather have do it.
No, yeah, me neither.
Because she's
the problem
so funny.
Is, you don't hear me first chair very often, except every day when I'm by myself. And it's
I don't
a totally
feel
different
like this show
game.
Is a first chair, second chair, though.
I guess that's true.
It's
I'm just
really
not as good
not.
As producing things as you. Like, you listen to the beat and you're like, boom, oh, that's gold right there, right there. And I'm like, wait, I didn't do it again. Play it again. Where's the beat?
Well, you'll get lots of practice while I'm gone.
That's true.
Yeah, you'll be good.
I'll be a master.
Yes. All right. So check out The Gray and Green Show on iTunes, The Gray and Green Podcast at gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. And I would like to thank that we had one person rate us on iTunes this week. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, God.
But she said, this is my first rating on iTunes because you guys won't stop pestering everybody about it.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're the best.
Thanks, girl or guy.
We're out of here. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.